to advertise on Urban Media Today and Urban Media Today Radio, call 412-424-7045. Urban Media Today is an online blog magazine specializing in urban lifestyle, finance, entertainment, HBCU sports, and more, with 24/7 exposure and online exclusives. Email editor at urbanmediatoday.com or call 412-424-7045.
Soul Tape.
Champions Live is the name. Talking sports is our game.
Welcome to Urban Media Today Radio. I'm your co-host, Bill Neal, along with Kevin Cameron. It is Soul Take, Champions Live sports talk show. The Rock, the Hall of Famer, is with us today. And Lord knows I'm glad he's here to help clear up some of this stuff that Kevin be saying. Each and every week there's a, of course you wouldn't know because Kevin changes what he says every week. But now that we have an official golf aficionado in here, then we'll get some things cleared up. But it's Soul Take Champions Live, coming to you live from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And we're going to you all across the country. And we got some ladies in the room tonight. So, gentlemen, be on your P's and Q's. Don't offer something you ain't got no business offering. And these are young, talented, beautiful African-American women up in here that admittedly want you to know they don't know a whole lot about sports. But they look good, so we can roll with it. We'll fake it all along the way. But they know their fair share about sports. But really, while they're here is because they're going to be models in the upcoming Sensation Fashion Show coming to Pittsburgh July 7th. It's bringing fame, fashion, and beauty to the stage here in Pittsburgh. So they're going to talk about being models, being professionals, being sports enthusiasts, and all that good stuff. You're looking at me like you anxious. You just can't wait to get to it, huh?
It just can't wait, man. Well, look, let's go.
It's Champions Live. And before we get started, I'm going to ask my co-host to let you know where you're listening to us at and how to get to us again if you need to.
Hey, what's going on? So to listen to us again every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., 7 to 9, we talk about all the topics in sports. So you could actually listen on urbanmediatoday.com, as well as you could connect with us on Twitter, Soul Take Champions Live at STCL Sports. Again, Soul Take Champions Live at STCL Sports. Hit us up on Twitter.
Oh, I assume that we're still not allowed to talk about anything going on in Aliquippa.
Well, you do what you want to do, let's go.
I'm just assuming that you don't want to talk about the trials and tribulations of Aliquippa. Because you're quick to talk about all the greatness out of Aliquippa, but the last 3 weeks you haven't touched the craziness going on in Aliquippa. So,
hey, we're talking sports, man.
But
so
we Penn Hills people, give it up, girl. We don't have those issues.
Sure, Penn Hills in the house.
You know, what? I'm gonna leave that alone.
Although
you and Rock have,
I can't help it. You're a hater, Bill. What can I say? You don't like LeBron James. You don't like people from Aliquippa.
I ain't that crazy about you.
Exactly, because I'm from Aliquippa. Yeah,
well, listen, some of my best friend. No, I have a friend. Okay. I have a friend in Aliquippa. I have one friend in Aliquippa.
Yeah. You're supposed to have some family in Aliquippa.
But look, let me reintroduce to the listening audience Robert Rock Robinson, Hall of Fame City League athlete out of Shinley High School, where baseball, basketball, football, none of which were strangers to him, and he was good at all of them, but most especially baseball, to which he was inducted into the Pittsburgh City League Hall of Fame. And but his greatest contribution to the athletic world came sometime after that, when he spent a lifetime, short lifetime, learning, teaching, mentoring golf to young people. Rock, what's going on, brother?
Just good to be here, Bill.
What's the smile?
Thanks for the intro.
Wait, what's the smile for? You can't wait to get Kevin straight. You smiling.
Unlike you, I like Kevin.
Well, thank you. Yeah,
that's
Rock.
Good. That's good. Well, Rock, Shinley High School graduate that you are, I wore the hat for you, knowing that you were coming, because that's the only time I wear the Shinley hat is when I'm in the presence of a Shinley person, so I hope you appreciate that.
I wonder why you're wearing it since you didn't go to Schindler.
You're getting robbed. That's what I'm thinking, man.
That's sacrilegious. You shouldn't be wearing Schindler.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Imitating over there.
Let's be clear about two things.
You got your red and black on. You got your Schindler hat. You're imitating.
Let's be clear about two things.
People call that fake.
Let's be clear about two things. Number one, if you think these ladies are going to let you talk bad about me and get away with it.
Me and Linda, we go way back, so I know who she's with.
No, Linda's here with me.
I don't even have to
Linda's
ask.
Here with me. So
if you think
Linda and Aaron
you might not be leaving.
Going to let you guys rip me to shreds, you're sadly mistaken. The second thing is this. I'm a Penn Hills cat. I can go anywhere.
That means you're
do
soft.
Do anything.
That means you're soft. You know, I told you before.
Yikes.
Yeah.
You know, and say anything I want. And just in wrapping this part up,
okay.
If you want to see how soft I am, you can find me outside after the show.
I mean,
I ain't hard to find now. And
you'll get caught in the middle of your throat.
And I ain't never run from a fight in my life. But look, enough of that. Linda, clearly you know Kevin. So let's talk a little bit about how you know Kevin. I didn't know you knew Kevin.
I know Kevin.
That's all
I've
you
known
got.
Him for some time, yes. Kevin and I both were on the board of the National Black NBA Pittsburgh chapter. Mm. And I will say, to Kevin's credit, he is cool sometimes.
Now she's trying to butter up to you there, Bill.
I think she put it.
You know what it is.
I thought that was a neutral position.
I thought she took it. I thought it was
she even said it. Neutral
well
position.
Yeah.
No,
because she's sitting right by you.
Well.
That's true. But during our tenure there, Kevin did a lot to raise money for scholarships. I think it was over $400,000 in scholarships, some full scholarships. It was a very great experience for me. And like I said, when I walked in, not much has changed about Kevin Cameron.
He's a control
we
monster.
Work, we
he's
work
very
hard.
Organized. Very organized.
He's a control monster.
I try to get Bill straight.
Well, look, there's a lot of things I'll say about Kevin, but I won't ever say anything bad about the professional. As a matter of fact, when I introduce Kevin to friends of mine, I introduce him as the professional's professional. Because he's an ultimate professional, okay? So I'll never take that away from him.
Well,
and he is good with that money thing.
You need that to get it done.
Yeah,
so it's a necessary skill.
But he does have some issues. Now, Linda.
I disagree with you if you want to call that an issue.
Linda's trying to talk. Pronounce your last name for us.
My last name is Brimage.
That's a little different.
Different, and I get a lot of variations that I've accepted over the years.
Do you know where it comes from or how?
I believe it's Haitian.
Mm-hmm.
So we did have some family members look it up to try to determine, and we had a few who said that it was Haitian.
You know what, Linda? People claim whatever they want to claim anyway. So just claim whatever you want to claim. Keep it real, you know?
whatever works for her.
I don't know. It's probably a slave name, so.
Well, as we are.
Yeah.
So tell us all the things that you're involved in. I mean, we'll get to the fashion part later, but your profession and your second profession.
Well, my profession at the moment, and I've had plenty of them, but at the moment I am a project manager, certified project manager. I work in risk management at one of the local financial institutions.
You can name it if you want.
PNC.
Yeah,
well, are we getting money from PNC?
Yeah, we will now.
We might.
We're not getting
now.
Money from.
Big
we'll
ups to Bill Demchak if he's listening.
See, I told you last week, Bill, you're going to have me busting out over here.
Hey, we'll
come
have
here
two
and
bills.
Just play public enemy all through the show.
Go ahead.
So that's my day job. In the evening, I'm a fitness instructor, so I teach a lot of things nowadays. I teach Zumba. I teach Pound, which is a fitness class with drumsticks. I just finished belly, butt, and thighs at Crunch Fitness this evening. I also teach Chisel. I'm TRX certified. So I have a lot going on in the evenings. In addition to that, I'm also a grandmother. Yes.
No.
I have two grandchildren, 3 and 5 years old. Yes.
Get out of here.
So,
can't tell by looking at you.
Oh, well, that's great.
Hey,
they keep me young.
Belly, butt, and thighs. Sound like a class we should get in.
Wow, Bill. You will go here.
We should.
As always. Now, tell Linda about that 75-year-old woman you talked about last week.
We ain't going to have that conversation, man. We ain't having that conversation. That conversation
on the train.
I got too many phone calls about that.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Leave that alone.
Is she local? Or?
No. Don't pretend like you didn't hear anything about
she
it.
She wants to be local.
She wants to. Oh, okay.
Way.
She's interested like
she
in
wants to be local.
Pretend like you didn't hear a word. All right. So now let's introduce our other guest. This is Aaron.
Hello. How are you?
And Aaron is Walker.
Yes, Aaron Walker.
And you're a Penn Hills native?
I am.
All your life?
Yes.
Which makes you special.
Yes.
And it makes you special.
Not native, but kind of.
Well, then you're not special. Either you. That's close enough. Then that makes you special.
From Homewood.
It took you down a notch. But we'll hang in there. Let Aaron talk, Linda. Hold up. So, Aaron, you are give us a little background on yourself.
Okay. So, I work with intellectual disabilities. I work for...
you couldn't be in a better place. You couldn't be. I didn't know that. You couldn't be in a better place because there's some disabilities in this room. Let me just tell you. I ain't naming names, but Lord have mercy.
As you pull the mirror out.
Well, good.
Oh, no. So I also work for UPMC as a rehabilitation aide, and I'm currently at Chatham University for physical therapy.
Okay, so you were in the business of mending people and fixing people.
Absolutely.
So you and Linda have a lot in common. Linda, you get people in shape and get them moving forward, and then Aaron can come along and tighten up the loose ends.
Yes.
That sounds good. Well, we're going to get back to you ladies in a moment, but we've got, and don't be a stranger to the microphone. If something is mentioned that you think you have some interest in, you can jump in here. But Kevin, I know you want to do the NBA thing, but would you mind if I go to rock about the golf thing first, or do I have to hold
Please
off?
Please do so.
Because there's, you know, and as our listening audience knows, I know zip about golf. Golf balls, golf clubs, that's all I can tell you. So I don't offer that I know anything. Thus, I don't try to tell anybody about it. You know what I'm saying? You want to know a little football, basketball, I'm your guy. But now Kevin... who, as you know, is a military guy, served the country, very professional, money-making guy, basketball player, baseball like aficionado, who fools around with golf.
Soul train dancing.
Ooh, soul train. Wait a minute.
Thank you, Linda.
Wait
Thank
a
you,
minute.
Linda.
What? We didn't know about your dance. You dance?
Yeah, I do.
Can he dance?
Oh, yeah.
Like that?
Oh yeah, him and his wife they cut a rug.
Well, we got a yeah pictures.
I don't know how many drinks are involved.
So you have pictures. Now that I didn't know about him,
we do it all.
But all that being said, he's what they call a hack golfer. Is that the correct
way? I wouldn't use that term.
Weekend golfer.
That's what you call him.
Weekend golfer. Is that the way to put? Yeah, got to identify him somehow.
When right? I was here several shows again, we made a distinction between professional and non-professional.
So he's a non-professional.
He's a non-professional.
Okay, we want to keep the show clean. So Kevin, as a non-professional, you should know Rock, who's the professional who teaches
Hall of Famer.
It. Hall of Famer.
Knows
in golf with Tiger Woods, teaches it, mentors it, put kids in college, the whole bit. Was trying to tell Kevin about what Tiger Woods would not be able to do. I mean, because he knows. And Kevin, who doesn't know, kept insisting to Rock, who does know, what Tiger Woods was or was not going to do. And so Kevin said Tiger Woods is going to win the Masters. Well, Tiger Woods, as you know, didn't win the Masters. And then Kevin said, well, Tiger Woods will probably win the U.S. Open. And as you both know, he didn't win the U.S. Open.
Whoa.
And Kevin said,
now, hold on, Mr. Trump.
And then
hold on, Mr. Trump.
Did I say?
Oh, hold on, Mr. Trump. Tell the truth. What's Don't the, tell the people what you want them to believe. Tell them the real deal. Yeah. I did not say Tiger Woods would win the U.S. Open.
What'd you say?
I did not. I told you that I would not pick anyone for the U.S. Open. I told you that there were 20 legitimate golfers that could win any major tournament. Isn't that what I told you as well, Rock, in the past?
With a twist, I believe it was close to what Bill was saying.
No, well, I picked him. I picked him for the Masters.
Jesus.
I picked him for the Masters.
You said that he would win a major.
I did not say the U.S. Open, though. And I did say major. Is that a major? This year.
That's a major.
That's a major.
Well, there's four majors. Well, but that's there's two more to go.
Okay, so you're halfway there.
Okay.
You're halfway there.
All right.
And that being
Mr.
said.
Mr. Trump, let's
that,
go.
That being said.
Alternative facts.
Thank you. Alternative facts. Was it, thank you.
Excuse me. Was that sound I heard, was that the screechy noise of you turning on me? Is that what I just heard?
I'm kind of like a referee here.
Okay, just, so you don't get to talk. You know, Aaron, step up here.
You're done.
Yeah, she's done. Exactly. You don't get to talk no more. All right.
I thought Kevin was the controlling one.
No. I have issues too, admittedly. I'm an only child. What can I tell you? So let's go to Rock. So Kevin did say Tiger would win the Masters. He didn't, and he did not, as he suggested, say that Tiger would win the Open. But he did say that Tiger's going to win four more majors before he's done. So Rock, we haven't had you back.
I said five
in a while to talk about. So let's an update on the Open, if that's where you want to go, Kev, and an update on Tiger and what you think. And was it not a fact that I didn't know this? No one had won the Open. No one had ever won the Open, having won the previous.
They call that back to back
tournament before.
No, he's talking about something else, Rock. He's talking.
Oh, you're talking about Dustin Johnson winning the week before.
Exactly. Exactly. No one had ever done that, so we were looking at the possibility of Dustin Johnson doing that.
He was my pick to win the U.S. Open, and for three of the
say that again, Rock.
Dustin Johnson.
Why do people have to keep repeating stuff?
My pick to win the U.S. Open.
I want to make sure everyone hears it.
Okay.
Because, again, when you pick golfers to win in any major, that's very difficult to do because, again, there were.
But he came in tied for, second?
But there were. He was third. So. Okay. There were 146 golfers.
At least the man admits when he's wrong. That's what
I
like about it.
I admitted it too. I just want you to get the right major. It wasn't the U.S. Open. It was the Masters.
Yeah, you've seen.
Okay, so there's 146 golfers in a major, and again, legitimately.
Well, there was 154 in this one, but
they cut
it down to 60 after 2 days.
Right. So legitimately, 20 golfers could win any golf tournament. Anywhere, 20 golfers. And matter of fact, with the U.S. Open, and I mentioned this last week, the last 10 winners, 9 of them were first-time winners. That's how difficult it is to win a major.
Can Rock?
But go ahead, Rock.
Can Rock in the golf?
He'll talk when I'm ready for him to talk.
You don't
control it, Bill.
You don't control it.
Put your hand up when I can talk.
Sorry, hey.
Bill's trying to control things.
I just want to know if the man can talk.
Go ahead, Rock. You're good.
I don't know what you want me to talk about.
All right. So,
well, my curiosity.
Let me go ahead and set it up.
The third paragraph.
Follow the page.
Outline.
Bruce Koepka.
His name is Brooks.
Brooks. Koepka. You're right. Brooks Koepka won the U.S. Open for the second straight year.
Which is
with
impressive.
A one over par to finish with 281 strokes. Now, the thing about that, I believe, Rod, let's talk about how many people actually won back-to-back, because not too many people won back-to-back U.S. Open.
Well, Curtis Strange was the one prior to Bruce, and he won that in, I think it was 89-90 or 90-91, something like that. But there were four others prior to that after, they say, World War One.
Okay. Okay.
So it's not normal. It's not an easy thing to do to win back to back.
Okay. It was impressive.
And let me read this because this is really a question for the ladies. Okay. I want your input on what I'm about to read. Last year, okay, as I indicated, Koepka won back to back. So last year, Joe Buck, who's the Fox TV broadcaster, misidentified Koepka's girlfriend, Jenna Sims, for his ex-girlfriend, Becky Edwards. So after he won last year, he misidentified his girlfriend. How would you feel if that happened to your boyfriend? So he just won the biggest tournament of of golf, basically, one of the biggest tournaments in golf, and you're misidentified. How would you handle it?
So let me be clear. So the woman that was there was not the woman that he identified.
Exactly.
So go ahead.
I mean, I feel that I would be upset, but mistakes happen. So I feel like...
So it was a Steve Harvey moment, is what you're saying?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And you would forgive Mr. Joe Buck?
Yes, because I know who I am.
You wouldn't have some personal words for him? Like, you know what, not. You do this for a living, you should know.
No, as long as he clears it up, then I'll, you know.
Did he clear it up on air?
He didn't clear it up until this year, and he waited. He waited.
Good Lord.
This year until he knew who the woman was.
So when he misidentified her, was the other woman there the previous year?
No.
No.
And do they look anything alike?
Yes.
Well, she doesn't have social media, but I do.
So Joe's got it coming, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I definitely would have likely made an Instagram, Facebook, and I would have reactivated my Twitter, because if you don't know who you're speaking of, then why even mention it? You know, there's other ways to acknowledge the presence of in a girlfriend or wife or whatever, guest, without saying their name.
Okay.
You can acknowledge. You don't have to say the name. So if you're not sure, I personally would have been upset, because I don't want the ex-girlfriend to be mentioned anywhere in my current relationship.
And she was probably sitting back
non-factor.
At home laughing and everything.
She's a non-factor. And if she has social media, well, then she's probably on Twitter and Instagram. And
now, two more things I need to know.
So.
Is he, what is his nationality?
White, Caucasian.
He's called pure Caucasian because his name sounds European of sorts.
You never heard of Joe Buck?
No. I mean the golfer.
Kepka.
Yeah, what is Kepka?
I don't know.
And to which my second question would be, was the woman Caucasian? Or
she looked Caucasian.
Okay, so yeah. And the reason I offer that is because if they were Latino women and you say they looked similar, then maybe Joe had a little bit of a breathing room there. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think so.
But if they're the
I'm trying to give Joe the benefit of the doubt.
I think
it makes it worse. But the great thing about having the women in here today, okay, African-American women, our show is Soul Take Champions Live, and the soul reflects our perspective, the Black American perspective.
That nobody else offers.
Exactly. So we don't get that too much on sports shows. And that's one of the things we wanted to do. That's why I wanted to ask the question, because I know the sisters handle things a lot different than others.
Well, the better question.
And Linda pretty much, you know, hit exactly what I expected.
I wouldn't be showing up, you know, to his job with Big Mike and Tyrone and them. So.
Okay.
But I would have some
words. Got that clear.
But the thing about it, though, Kevin, you never asked the question, how did Brooke feel calling the wrong girlfriend?
Man, that's a good question.
Oh, he's
you just focused on the lady. There's two parts.
What did he say?
Yeah, well, I mean.
So why didn't you ask me and Bill how would we have felt? You just, so you're single-minded because there's ladies here.
Okay.
And now you just cater,
still,
not cater, but you just point toward them.
Okay. I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem.
How would you guys have felt? I'll ask the question. If that happened to you and you're with your new girlfriend or wife or whoever, and someone mistakes the ex-girlfriend for being the current and announces it, right, in public, national forum, how would you feel about that?
Well, let me give you an example of something. One time, Hallie and I were out together.
Hallie who?
Hallie Washington. It wasn't Hallie Berry.
You know, each time I mention Hallie, there's a snicker in the room. Like, it's impossible for me to have been.
Do you have pictures? Well, I mean, but in this digital age, do you have pictures?
But why is it impossible for me to have been out with Halle Berry? Why is that an impossibility? It's not an impossibility, is it? It is possible.
It's not.
So back to my story.
I say stop while, you know, you have a chance. You went far enough.
Let me answer the woman's question. So one time Halle and I were out and somebody misidentified her or somebody. So, but for me, I'm okay with it if you're okay with it. If it didn't really bother you, then I'm okay. But as a man, if you're offended, I'm going to step to Joe and immediately correct him. And I'm going to say to him, you need to apologize to my woman. Now, that's how I would seriously handle it. So
mine would have been no question. I would have stepped to Joe and said, look, Joe, you got it wrong. Mm-hmm.
And did that happen? Is that, or did?
It did happen.
I mean, you didn't ask me. You asked them to. Okay. But I'll just throw my 2 cents in, or 10 cents, whatever you want to call it. I would have had a real good comeback. I would just say, hey, Joe, that was my ex-girlfriend. The woman that I have by me today is my future wife.
That works. If you planned on getting married, that works.
I would have said it anyway. Well, you got to come strong.
Well, that's as strong as you can get.
Yeah.
As strong as you can get. Well, look, just to kind of clean this part of it up, my interest really is, Lord knows, I'm hoping that Tiger wins another major, and I hope that he wins 4 more, and I hope that he becomes the greatest golfer. Most people recognize him as the greatest golfer of all time as it is. Jack Nicklaus sits atop everybody else's chart, but is it your feeling, Rock, that Tiger will win another major? And I mean, he didn't make the cut. I mean, what's being suggested now? We thought he was back, and we thought he was...
My feeling is, I believe next year, Tiger will win 1 major. And I don't think that Tiger will pass Jack Nicklaus. Even with that being said, in my lifetime, I think Tiger Woods is the greatest golfer I have ever seen.
In spite of not winning as many majors.
Despite not winning. And I don't think Tiger, in reality of it is, I don't think Tiger needs to play ever again. Just like Serena. Me and Trevin was talking earlier. Neither one of them need to play to place their place in history.
And are you one of those people like myself that believes continuing to play does not negatively affect your legacy? I'm not one that believes in your Michael's legacy was just as strong when he went to Washington and finished as this comparison to Willie Mays last game. I just don't think that ruins your legacy.
I guess when you go on a professional level, as I was telling Kevin, relative to golf, that I'm in a slump, that I got bad players now thinking they can beat me. So when you talk about legacy, you were once here with nobody wanted to try you, and now you're not playing well. Now you got the worst of the worst.
Now you're human. There's a point to be considered there.
And I think golf is different than just about any other sport, where in golf, as you age and you're a legend, people just want to see you play. Tiger is not at that point yet where he's not trying to win, but he could play as long as he could swing the golf club. That's the way it happens in golf with all the legends. I mean, if you could get out there and play 18, the people would like to see you.
Well, it is different to that degree. And speaking of winning, my Pittsburgh Pirates won a big game last night against division leaders. And we're going to talk about the Pittsburgh Pirates and all that good stuff. We come back after this break, and we're going to talk about the NBA draft, and we got some NFL talk for you, and we're going to give away some Pirate tickets. So we'll be right back in a moment.
In your hand, you have $19.99. What could you do with that? You can fill up your gas tank, stop by a local coffee shop. You may need to add a little bit more to that. Maybe a matinee ticket to the movies. Matinee, though. What about subscribing to UrbanMediaToday.com? Now think about it. For just $19.99, you'll receive exclusive podcasts, interviews, entertainment updates, sports reports, and more. A VIP subscription to Urban Media Today is more than just a magazine subscription. It's access to the urban lifestyle. UrbanMediaToday.com is your only source for HBCU sports. Plus, you have direct access to awesome prizes like gift cards, swag, concert tickets, and your $19.99 supports another minority-owned business. That's pretty cool, right? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com right now and subscribe for just $19.99 a year. Not a month, not a week, but a year. You've always wanted to be a VIP, right? Well, here's your chance. Subscribe today for just $19.99 at UrbanMediaToday.com.
1, 2, 3! It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you. without a strong rhyme to step to. Think of how many weeks shows you slept through. Time's up, I'm sorry I kept you. Thinking of this, you keep repeating your miss. The rhyme from the microphone soloist. So you sit by the radio and on the dial soon. When I finish the rhyme, I got soul, soul, soul.
Soul Champions Live coming back.
Bill, don't you ever cut the jam like that, man. Well, you gotta let that play a little bit.
The producer told me to go ahead, man, so I did what the producer said. Plus, who was that?
Eric B.
And
thank you, Linda. Thank you. Give him some knowledge. Who was that?
He
listens to Waka Flocka, so he can't relate.
Turned again.
Who was that? Who was that?
I mean, no, I just said, you're young at heart. You're young at heart. That's all I'm saying.
But you were right there, and then you turned again. Now I don't know if I can trust you at all. But look,
I'm just going to start bringing us out of break.
First of all, you know that his daughter gives him the music. He don't know that music. That's number one. Number two.
Hold on. Let's stop right there. Linda, can you make a comment on that?
Let's go back to the dancing part.
he said, my daughter gave me
this. You're a rapper?
Can you give him some knowledge?
She probably was not born.
Thank
when
you.
That song came out.
Thank you.
I don't know but what the song
to,
was.
That's not to
I
say
can't tell
she
you.
Wouldn't know about it.
Thank
but
you.
It
Thank
was
you.
Kind of before her time.
And if she knew about it, she probably knew about it because of who?
Your wife.
Because of her parents, right?
Because of her parents.
Who was it? Who
was it? That was not Waka Flocka.
Who was it?
She just told you.
But who? Did
Eric B. and
Rakim.
Rakim.
Aaron, are you aware of who that was, Aaron?
Not at all.
She's
Rock,
younger.
Are you aware of who that is?
No.
So Trev, do you know?
You know
who
Trev,
that is?
No.
Thank you.
He's a record man.
Thank you.
No. Three of the people on the show out of five don't know who that
song came out back when rap music was good.
Oh, my
goodness. When it was good. We understood what was being said in the song.
Linda, do you see what I have to deal with on a weekly basis? I'm always educating this dude.
You know what?
Well, Bill looks like the type that listens to Marvin Gaye a lot.
I'm a
so.
Marvin Gaye cat.
There,
yes,
see?
Ma'am. Earth,
there
Wind,
you go.
And Fire, Chicago, the Doobie Brothers, Frank Sinatra. I listen to good music. But listen.
All right, let's stop embarrassing
you. The producer side on me. I got a side on by the producer. And I mean, I'm a Snoop Dogg every now and then, and Dr. Dre, I can pick up on it. But let me just take a serious moment for everybody in the room. Serious moment, and Kev, you'll probably have to identify the name of the young man that was just killed here in Pittsburgh, the young rapper, because I don't know his name, but Lord knows, I was quite surprised at the amount of attention that this Pittsburgh media, TV media, gave to this shooting, and recognizing him as a young artist and recognizing him about to make a move to stardom, and how Wiz Khalifa was about to bring him to the next level. I was pleasantly surprised at how the Pittsburgh media gave him props in terms of recognizing him as a talent, as an artist, and not just identifying it as another shooting. But certainly we want to offer our condolences to the family and friends of this young man. If you will, we'll go ahead and
identify. I'm not sure if I'll pronounce it correctly, but it's Jimmy Wapo. Is that how it's pronounced? Jimmy Wapo.
And a young, aspiring artist here in the Pittsburgh community that was about to be on Wiz Khalifa level and shot, again, senselessly in the street. We certainly don't know the circumstances that brought it about, but, you know, for our position here on air, it's to get the violence to stop and the shootings to stop and young black men to stop killing each other, and that's our area. I mean, we're not here to solve the crimes, but it did shake up Pittsburgh, and I was surprised to see that it shook up Pittsburgh to the level that it did. So, no comments.
I'll just say, you know, each tragedy like this is terrible. You know, more especially the younger the person is, the you know, more heartfelt it is.
Yeah.
And so definitely prayers go out to his family.
There was another rapper shot in Florida that same day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I mean, the senseless killing that goes on. You know, the thing that always comes to my mind is, and hopefully some young ears out there listening, I always think about, you know, somewhere, and I'm not going to identify, I'm not even going to identify it territorially, but somewhere there's some white guy saying thank you. That young black guys don't realize that they are doing some white people a favor by killing each other off. And this there's still a lot of racism in this country. It's evident by what's going on at the border. It's evident as to what's going on with the government separating children from their families. And these are all brown people. It's evident by Trump instating his law and rule of order over the Constitution. So all of these things that seem to be perpetrated against black and brown people continue to go on. And the last thing we need to do is continue to help in the devastation of our own people. So that being said, our social commentary soapbox, let's go back to Kevin wanting to jump on Nicholson for just a little lighthearted. I told her. I said, turn the phone off. She said, okay. A little lighthearted.
She's important.
That's your girl.
She's important.
That's your girl, Linda. You can have her back. At least she's. You can tell when you're not pure pinheels. You don't. You know, your phone's on. If you're pure, you got some homewood / pinheels. Your phone's on.
Well, it's good, but she has some homewood in her. Hey. I mean, you know, she's tough.
Especially nowadays in pinheels, you need that.
Yeah, thank you.
The neighborhood has changed.
Don't get put out of here.
Especially probably a street, wait, too.
Probably I had a dare walk up to me the other day and say, what's up? So.
Look, and don't make the mistake of talking back to him or they'll come back. He'll bring his family with him. But, Kev, you had some problem with Nicholson's antics on the golf course.
Yes, and let me just set this up this way. Linda and I forget the name already.
Aaron.
Linda and Aaron. Do you two golf?
No.
That's a good thing, but Linda, do you golf?
Not since that tournament we had with the National Black NBA.
Right.
Well, so I don't even think I golfed. So, I think I drove the cart.
Okay, so you two really don't know anything about golf, basically, right? Which is good.
I know what a 9-iron is.
You know what a 9-iron is. Yeah, okay. All right. That's a little bit.
Don't feel bad.
As I indicated with this tournament, the U.S. Open, one of the most important tournaments in golf. So in golf, you basically have four Super Bowls. They're called majors. The second major was played this past weekend, actually Thursday through Sunday. And Phil Mickelson is one of the best players of all time. They tried to say he was the major competitor to Tiger Woods, and he's not. He never was. And Brock, I believe you'll agree with me regarding that.
Disagree.
Okay. Well, we're going to differ. And the reason for that, Tiger Woods has 79 tour wins, and Phil Mickelson, I don't know for sure, but I guarantee you he doesn't have 40. I guarantee you he doesn't have 40. So if someone has 79 wins and the other person has less than 40, I wouldn't call that a major competitor. But one of the things in any sport that you need the integrity of the game, okay? The integrity of the game. Here's a guy who's in the Hall of Fame, okay, of golf. He's putting the ball on a green on a downslope. He misses the putt. The ball was going to roll all the way back down by a bunker. Possibly could have went in the sand trap, the bunker. He was somewhere around his sixth stroke. Okay, now I believe it was par four. Is that right, Rock? It was a par four. So pars,
it was his fourth stroke.
It was his fourth stroke. Okay, so a par is what you're supposed to make the hole in. Mm-hmm. Okay, so since he missed the putt, the ball was rolling down the green, down the hill.
Past the hole.
And I want to call him a name, but I'm going to skip it. Okay? But this guy, this pro golfer, ran around the hole before the ball stopped. he hit the ball again.
What?
Yeah, and see, you don't know anything. You know it's crazy. That's what I'm saying. And that's why it's great that you don't know anything about golf, but you know that much.
Well, I know you ain't supposed to hit the ball before it stops rolling.
Exactly, exactly. And Trev, can you cue up that interview for me, please? Let's listen to this, everyone.
Can you discuss the frustration?
I wouldn't say that I was, I'm not playing as well as I would like, but I don't feel like it was frustration that crept over. I had fun. Beef and I had a great time today. People here have been tremendous. I mean, they've made my birthday very special, and I'm very appreciative of that, as well as coming here for 2 decades. I mean, the people here are just incredible. I just took 2 shots and moved on because I didn't want to keep hitting it back and forth. That's all there is to it.
Beef said you couldn't help but laugh between.
Yeah, them. I'm having fun out there. I mean, it's a challenge you never see. And like I say, I could have been going back. I'd still be out there potentially. I took 2 shots, moved on, and got to play the next hole.
Did you know you could have taken an unplayable and just put it back and replayed the shot from where it originally was?
I don't think that was a great option. It was downhill, downwind, a good chance I'd try to do it. I'd do it again. So, you know, like I say, I tried to hit that as close as I could, take the 2 shots, move on.
That's all I got to say. He should have been disqualified. They penalized him by making him take a 2-stroke penalty.
That's the rule, right?
Well, I think they said it was the rule, but I think the rule was misinterpreted. And Rock, you can help me out here. The rule says if you did not stop the ball or if you did not deflect the ball on purpose, it's a 2-stroke penalty. If you did, that's when you're disqualified. To me, he admitted it, so he did it purposely. He deflected the ball. Rob, what do you think?
First off, back to the original. Phil Mickelson was Tiger's competition back in the day. They were vying for 1 and 2 on the biggest stage ever on the PGA. And Phil could never get to number one because of Tiger. And Phil was number three. So he was his perceived competition. But Tiger was still hidden. Entails above all of them. Now, Phil has, I believe he has 43 wins.
He does. I looked it up, 43.
43.
But he has 5 majors, and Tiger has how many majors?
14.
All right.
But nevertheless, back to the point about Phil and that that thing, I believe he should have been disqualified because the rules are such that if you intentionally breach a rule, those are grounds for disqualification. He knew what the rule was, and he intended to breach the rule to gain an advantage, and that's where you suffer a disqualification.
Would that disqualification, would that have come in that moment? Would it have come at that time or shortly thereafter?
Well, he, not knowing what the penalty was, when he came and signed the scorecard, at that point, USGA should have said, sir, you're disqualified. You're done. Therefore, he doesn't play the next day, and he loses the money he would have won.
Mm-hmm.
See, the winner won that U.S. Open, won about $1.8 million, the winner.
Was it only 1.8? And I question that because I know in the—
That ain't enough?
Well, I question that because I know the Open Championship, which is coming up, has a purse of over $10 million.
That's a purse. That's not the winning. The winner you don't get the whole purse.
Okay, got you.
Which goes back, ladies, to my point about the non-professional always trying to tell the professional about the game. If the man said 1 point whatever,
he said he wasn't sure. And
well,
I
then just go with
him. No,
now,
no.
Now listen. What about touch Aaron? Wake Aaron up because she dozed off. Let's give her a nudge and she'll come back.
We are talking about golf.
Just nudge her. She'll come.
Sorry, no disrespect.
Hey, Bill, I know it's your show. I'm not going to be in here touching ladies, okay?
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, trying to get him in trouble.
Just give her a nudge. She'll come back around. But what about Nicholson's position that he was just lightheartedly you know, just lighthearted, didn't mean any harm, just had a little fun. What about that? Is that worthy of consideration?
Unacceptable as a professional.
Gotta go.
I mean, doesn't that mess up somebody else's money that he wasn't disqualified?
Thank you.
Yes.
I mean, if I was playing and that happened, I would be livid, because if you're out of it, then that may give me an opportunity to get a bigger piece of the pie.
And again, it's one of those things. Again, I love golf, put it that way, and I play a lot. But it's one of the things that make the non-golfers mad. Okay, when stuff like that happens, because just think about it. Any other sport, when you get ejected, it happens right then and there. In a basketball game, you're gone. You're out. In a baseball game, you're gone. You're out. Same thing in football. In golf, you're telling me you got to wait until it's all over and then say you're disqualified, which didn't happen anyway.
Because every penalty don't lead to a disqualification. Just because you breach a rule, that's not a disqualification immediately. It could be a one-stroke penalty. It could be a two-stroke penalty. It could be a disqualification.
Well, I offered to Kevin that he had a Mike Tyson moment. You know, when Mike Tyson bit Evander Holyfield's ear and asked him why, he said because it was there. So maybe Phil had a Mike Tyson moment and he just reacted,
and know what
you
happened.
Know, in a spontaneous course, kind of way.
The course was beating him like Holyfield was beating Tyson.
So that's all good.
So on that note, Bill, let's talk about other crazy behavior during a sporting event or even before a sporting event.
All right.
Okay, what about figure skater Nancy Kerrigan? Okay. You remember that?
Yeah, Tonya Harding.
When she was about to practice a few days before the 1994 U.S. Women's Championship in Detroit, she was clubbed.
Okay.
She was clubbed in the knee.
But now, wait a minute.
During an attack.
Linda's immediate response was Tonya Harding.
Yes.
So what is your position about Tonya Harding?
I honestly don't. I was a kid when that happened. So I remember it happening. And, you know, I just felt like Tonya Harding was a sore loser.
She was the competitor.
And very desperate. She was the competitor.
And her husband did it.
She's very desperate, not confident in herself.
Because
to work hard, practice hard, and say, I'm going to go out
and win. Someone from Penn Hills would do,
well,
right?
Well, no. let's be mindful of, since you're a person of facts, because I don't know if you saw the recent movie that came out, and I guess it's been 20 years or something.
It has been. He changed his name.
But the movie that now has historical facts linked to it clears Tonya Harding of knowing anything about that clubbing, and that her husband perpetrated that whole effort. So I am one that believes.
I disagree with that, Bill. She just recently, earlier this year, admitted that she did know about it.
No, she in the movie that speaks to her knowing about everything after it happened, and they got her on holding evidence or whatever, but she did not admit to knowing that they were going to do it.
Well, we'll disagree, because she came out here recently and said she did
know
about
Tonya Harding. I'm telling you what the situation was. So, but go on with your other one. So,
okay, what about the parachute guy in the boxing ring during the boxing match?
That landed on the ropes.
What happened?
Which fight was that?
Was that Sugar Ray?
When a guy parachuting in, can you help me out, Trav?
Riddick Bowe.
Yeah.
Another one that's crazy local. What about Mike Tomlin?
Tripping the guy?
Against Baltimore. Thanksgiving night.
That was the best move ever. That was totally fair.
Was it fair?
Mike said the sun got in his eye.
Yeah.
The sun got in his eye. He didn't see it.
And Bill, you might be able to help everyone out with this one. What about Woody Hayes? On the sideline.
Lost his damn mind.
player. What team was that? The player.
Ohio State and Clemson. Yeah, and the guy was running down the field, and the coach jumps out on the field and trips him. So yeah, it happens. Yeah, you can lose your mind.
Yeah, I think getting back to Phil, I think that's what it was all about. Frustration.
The course was
just that hard, and he wasn't playing well, and. You know, he just said he had enough. Kind of another one I didn't even mention was, at least he gave up.
No Moss.
Roberto Duran.
Right. Well, look, speaking of things that are coming, I don't know if we were speaking of things that are coming or not, but there is something coming. Coming up on July 7th, which is a Saturday, and Rock, we'll need you to be in attendance. These lovely ladies are going to be a part of Hot Fun in the Summertime, a 4th of July fashion extravaganza coming up at the Racquet Club in Monroeville. So I just want to get these ladies to talk a little bit about what that's going to be about. But in short, Saturday, July 7th, at the Racquet Club in Monroeville, which is famous for a variety of social events as well as their great tennis facilities, is going to be hosting a fundraiser to raise money for Achieving Greatness Incorporated Safe Summer Programs. One of which is we're going to be taking kids horseback riding. So this fashion show that's going to be put together, these ladies are going to be a part of, and some other ladies, Rita Gregory and Kathy Jones and Kathy Speaks. And Kevin Brown, the vocalist, is going to be a guest model and sing a couple songs. Extremely talented vocalist. So there's going to be a lot of things going on. Saturday, July 7th, 7 o'clock, the doors open. 7 to 8 o'clock, reception hour. And tickets, yeah, tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. So tickets are available. And
how do you get tickets?
These ladies have tickets right now that you can buy your tickets right now. They have tickets.
They better get their tickets fast, Bill. I tell you one thing, if I could guarantee you one thing, there'll be more people there than the Pirates game.
Well, if our viewing audience could see these lovely ladies, they would attest to that, because they and seven other lovely ladies and four or five gentlemen are going to put together and word has it that the opening scene is a Black Panther opening scene. So it's all going to be good. But along with that, there will be an awards presentation to some outstanding community groups. And along with that, there'll be a fashion show. And then Roland Ford, the line dance king, will do a line dance party until the evening is done. So Linda, let's start with you. You have been a socialite for some years here in Pittsburgh, and each and every time I see you out and about, you look like $100 million. So you are not short on fashion and how to work it. So your anticipation of the show?
I'm very excited to participate in this. Y'all talked earlier about the professional and non-professional. I'm going to be the non-professional professional model. I'm not a model, so I'm very excited about, you know, taking on this new exciting adventure. I do love clothes, so I'm excited about.
Anybody that knows you and sees you out and about knows you love clothes.
Oh yeah, I love clothes.
So this is your first ever fashion show?
Not my first. Okay. No, actually, I've done a few. I did one in high school. I did one in college. I did a couple as an adult, but it's just something that I have fun with. I intend to be myself and just enjoy the moment. And, you know, I really enjoy looking at the different fashion and the ideas that people come up with. And, you know, as long as I got my walk right, I should be all right.
That's so, all it takes.
Yeah, I walk my walk every day just in case Tyra Banks, you know,
hey,
downtown
saw you,
or something.
I saw you in Wilkinsburg walking, and you was walking your walk, and it was on concrete, so I know you ain't going to have no trouble.
But I have a segment in my Zumba class where we go over our walk, the ladies and I. And
so you're ready.
Yeah. Okay. We talk about having the attitude. We talk about having the confidence in ourselves and, you know, walking the walk every day, you know, regardless of what you look like, what you feel like in your mind, you know, your makeup is flawless, your hair is done, the stilettos are working, and you're just walking your walk.
Always ready.
Always.
Always ready.
Yeah.
And Aaron, this is not your first time, but...
No, this is going to be probably my second or third fashion show that I've done. But I'm excited about it. I can't wait to, you know, be there and just enjoy the crowd. I think it'll be a good time.
And yours is a little bit actress, a little bit model, so you're kind of venturing into
that whole. Yeah, so I'm actually interested in doing some commercial modeling, and in the future I wouldn't mind, you know, acting. But right now I'm trying to, you know, build a portfolio. So I'm excited to, you know, move forward with that. Well, I have a couple connects, so I'm excited.
We want everyone out there to tune in to this number. Lock into this number, 412-628-4856. 412-628-4856, Achieving Greatness Incorporated.
Tickets are available, $20 in advance, $25 at the door. There will be vendors. There will be a 50-50. There will be VIPs. There will be celebrity athletes. There will be fashion models. It's going to be a grand time. Hall of Famer Rock Robinson will be there. So you know it's worth the price of admission. It's going to be all that in a bag of chips, as they used to say back in the day. And most importantly, it's going to benefit disadvantaged kids.
Right.
So you should hear this too, Pittsburgh specifically. On Saturday, June 30th, we're taking kids horseback riding. If you're listening to my voice and you have a youngster between age 8 and 14 that you want to go horseback riding, all expenses are being covered by Kevin Cameron and his business, because Kevin has a lot of money and he's more than happy to help sponsor these kinds of things. So the Cameron... Cameron Professional Organization. So this horseback riding trip, we're going to take inner city youth horseback riding, preferably those youngsters who have never been on a horse or even close to a horse. The look on a young child's face when you see them on the back of a horse is amazing. It's worth the trip. And most kids try to play it cool, like, yeah, what's the big deal, Coach Neil? We can do this. When they get up on that horse, it's a whole different world. So anybody interested in having your kids go, you can go. We ain't paying for you to ride. We're going to pay for your kids to ride, but you can go. We're going to eat at McDonald's. We're going to have some fun. We're going to horseback ride, take some pictures. It's going to be great. So call 412-628-4856. Get on board, because the fashion show Hot Fun in the Summertime is going to be all about raising money for these kids. And we do a series of events, safe summer programs for kids, our baseball games, the horseback riding, the Armand Gillian basketball camp, our free tennis clinics that go on for another 4 weeks at the Highland Park Tennis the Highland Park Tennis Association, presenting our tennis clinics at Highland Park. So we'll talk more about that. And we come back after this break. I'm going to get the final words from the ladies. They're going to get out of here. And we're going to finish up the show talking about the NFL and some other things. But we're going to take a break right now and come back in a moment and try to figure out what kind of crazy music Kevin got queued up for the next segment.
VIPs get the full treatment everywhere they go. First class this, front row that, and all access everything, right? Well, that's what you get when you subscribe to UrbanMediaToday.com. You'll be the first to receive exclusive updates in entertainment, news, sports, finance, health, and fashion. You'll also have a direct line to our online station that gives you the best in R&B, classic soul, jazz, gospel, old school hip hop, and more. What else does an Urban Media Today VIP get? How about a chance at winning great prices like free tickets to shows? That's a good price. Gift cards, Urban Media Today swag, and more. And if you don't get enough of HBCU sports, how about an all-access pass to the latest in HBCU football and basketball online? And also on Urban Media Today Radio. And most importantly, you'll receive access to Urban Media Today's podcast on sports, news, finance, entertainment, and more. It's a look inside the urban lifestyle in the palm of your hands or on your desktop. So subscribe today for only a year for $19.99, and we'll do the rest. Urban Media Today is your source for urban entertainment, news, sports, fitness, and lifestyle. So what you waiting for? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com and subscribe today.